The Wagner Free Institute of Science opened its galleries of fossils, minerals, and taxidermy animals in 1865. Since then, it has remained largely unchanged. Artists Angel Navarez and Valerie Tavere found it ripe for reinterpretation.
So you walk into the Wagner Free Institute, and you're walking into the past. You're walking into the space that was kind of locked away since the Victorian era.
And of course, taxidermic animals are paused in time. You know, they've been frozen, right? Frozen in time.
The Institute looks remarkably similar to another museum that appears in the classic French art film La Jetée by Chris Marker. That was a science fiction short from 1962 about a man from the future who travels back in time to stop the coming apocalypse. Navarez and Tavere reimagined that film, setting it in the Wagner Institute and instilling it with cross-cultural cues, like a brief history of Mexican wrestling, and a Mexican contemporary folk band performing inside the historic auditorium. Navarez says the Wagner Free Institute is the key to translating La Jetée for the 21st century.
It's interesting to kind of take, you know, an image in this film and then explode that in various ways. And the music as well. Music is taken from the film and rearranged. A lot of transpositioning of material.
The Institute of Contemporary Art at the University of Pennsylvania is now featuring this film, it's called The Memory of a Time Twice Lived, in its galleries. It also has several other recent video works by the artists. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.